Victor Gubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again as we consider the truth of God's Word and as we meditate upon the wonderful, wonderful truth that is available to every individual who will put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You will find out that the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. You'll find that to be true, beloved, if you, by faith, will invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life. He will fill the hunger of your spirit. He will satisfy the thirst of your spirit. He will fill your life, beloved, to overflowing, and make your life to be altogether different than you ever dreamed that it could be. He is wonderful, and it is wonderful to believe in and to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Remember again 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And last time we were talking about faith, and that faith is simply taking God at His Word and believing what God has said. That's faith. Even though you may not see or hear or feel or touch or taste, you can see that it is real when you accept the truth and invite Christ into your life. The Holy Spirit of God moves in, and you become a new person. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things pass away, all things become new. Yes, beloved, Christ makes a radical difference when He comes into our life, when we by faith receive and accept Him as our Savior. Now, we've been discussing about the battle of temptation and the struggle that comes through temptation, that which every one of us are confronted with in one form or another. Temptation attacks the whole human race, and it's a result of sin, and the struggles that every human has with sin and its impact upon their life. And we've discussed Romans chapter 7. We're going to look at Romans 6 today, but we've already discussed Romans 7, and it helps us, I believe, to understand more fully Romans 6. And that's why I wanted you to look at Romans 7 and understand the law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Romans 7, verse 21. And to understand that in my flesh there dwells no good thing. And verse 18, the flesh, the physical body in which we dwell, and its carnal cravings, its sinful appetites, its lustful desires, that is, the desire for things that are wrong and that are not right and that are displeasing to God, the natural functions of our body that are warped and twisted and distorted by sin. So that fornication, adultery, and such sins as that are contrary to God's Word and contrary to the truth. They're the works of the flesh, which are manifested by these evil activities, murder and lust, impurity, gossip, covetousness, all types of wicked desires, pride and arrogance, and people being prideful and arrogant, And these are works of the flesh, and things that are wrong, and we're tempted by adultery, fornication, sexual sins, immorality, all types of sexual perversion. Beloved, all of that is of the flesh and is the work of the flesh. But the work of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance, the fruit of the Spirit. And how wonderful it is to have that fruit produced in our life by the indwelling Holy Spirit who comes to live within an individual when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and are born again. Through the work of the Spirit of God, John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And so it's the Holy Spirit who does the work of salvation within our spirit. But though we are born again and saved, we're going to have a struggle with sin. And there's a law, verse 23 of Romans 7, I see another law in my members, the members of my fleshly body, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. This is what occurs in the life of the unbeliever constantly. That's why people that know not Jesus Christ and do not have the power to say no to sin and its evil activity, they do and commit such terrible and horrible and awful sins that bring heartache, that bring grief, that bring trouble, and they themselves say, why did I do that? Why did I act that way? Why did I give myself over to those evil practices? What is wrong with me? It's because of sin and the law of sin that is within an individual's body. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. And that's why the Apostle Paul, the great missionary who wrote a number of the books of the New Testament, cried out, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Speaking of this physical body which is under the sentence of death and will die. The answer, verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's through accepting Christ as Savior and allowing Him to be the Lord of your life. That is the one who guides you, the one who directs you, the one whom you listen to, the one whom you obey. Allowing Him to be Lord in our life. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God. I walk in obedience to God's word, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Yes, as long as we're in these fleshly bodies, we're going to have sin to contend with and to deal with. But, beloved, I want you to know that we have victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Go back to Romans chapter 6, and let's notice then what Paul wrote here in Romans chapter 6. The last verse of verse 5, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life, by Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, beloved, grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the gift that we receive, the gift of salvation, the gift of deliverance from the bondage, the control, and the dominion of sin. In the days when Paul wrote to the church at Rome, it was during the days of the Roman Empire, and they had slave markets, and they would sell their go into a country and conquer the country, they would take those people and make slaves out of them. They would bring them into the city of Rome, and they would sell them in the slave markets. And people could buy a man or a woman or a boy or a girl to use in whatever way they desired to use them, and they became their property. And they tried to get away, they could even kill them and do with them whatever they wanted to, because they were their property, and they could use them and abuse them if they so chose. Well, beloved, that's what sin has done to the human race. Sin has brought the human race under its control and under its dominion, but Christ came to deliver us from the slave market of sin. Christ came to liberate us and to buy us back from sin, and the price He paid was His death, His burial, and His glorious resurrection, guaranteeing our salvation by sending to us the Holy Spirit of God, who is our guarantee that there's coming a day when Christ is going to give every believer a glorified body, a body that has none of the deficiencies and the weaknesses and the effects of sin, a body that is free from sin, the body like Christ had when He arose from the grave. By faith, beloved, we believe these things. By faith, we accept these truths. And by faith, we act upon what the Lord has said in His Word in coming to an understanding of who we are. And that's what this whole series is about, believers knowing who they are, coming to an understanding of who I am and what is mine in Christ, and what it means to be a child of God and to be born again, to be on my way to heaven. And so Paul says, what shall we say then in verse 1? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? And you may say, well, I'm a believer, but I'm sure not dead to sin. What's Paul talking about? He's talking about our spirit, that part of us that's been changed by the Holy Spirit of God, where the Holy Spirit of God now lives, that part of us where we're pure, where we're righteous, where we're clean, where we're holy and without sin. We have died to sin and have come alive unto Christ Jesus. And so why should we any longer practice sin, but rather choose to walk in righteousness? Till next time, goodbye.